Well, well. Congratulations on your engagement. What? Are you so surprised to see your own mother at your engagement party? Well, how so? Relax, relax. I'm not here to sabotage your engagement. I'm not here to sabotage your relationship. In fact, I came here to congratulate you, to give you tidings, and to make sure that you get yourself some well-needed wisdom, especially from someone who has been there through it all. And you should know, you are my son after all, and you've been there when me and your father went through all of those ups and downs, and you were there to take care of me through it all, like the perfect son. Relax. I'm not here to sabotage, to damage your relationship. I'm not here to tempt you. I'm only here to make sure that you do things right for her. Well, by that I mean you do things right for her emotionally, which you seem to need a good grasp of. A little bit of practice, my son, and you will get there. You're a little bit too hot-tempered. Or is it only to me, your mother, that you are so? We'll see about that. But anyways, as I was saying, you do right to her. You are perfect for her emotionally, perfect for her financially. Though, to be fair, I'm pretty sure you already have that down and ready. Because I made sure of that years ago. Remember? I made sure you were well taken care of, well fed, in a good school, with a good job, to get to where you want to be. Just remember that. And, however, more importantly, that you're there and you're perfect for her. Sexually. My son, my son, my son. Why are you freaking out right now? You really shouldn't worry. Your mama has taken care of everything. Your mama has made sure that nothing will go wrong for your very special day when you marry her. I promise I'll be out of your hair once that happens. But right now, I want to make sure that you know exactly what to do to her. You know exactly what to do for your wife. You know exactly how to touch her, how to kiss her, how to make her feel good. How to make sure that she's fully, wholeheartedly yours. Because you remember what happened to me and your father, don't you? You do. Good. And while we've mended things already, while we have taken care of things already, I don't want you to go through the same things your father did. Especially since Your bride be is so beautiful, so gorgeous, bright eyes shining almost too innocently, lovely hair, a perfect figure with all the right curves and edges, just a little bit shorter than you are. I'm sure you love it. And in fact, if people were to be honest, they would say, she almost looks like me. I wonder if you chose her purposefully, or it's just a matter of your subconscious going back, running back to your dear mama. Oh, my son, it's okay. Your secret is safe with me. Whatever you are thinking of when you decided to date her, it'll only be between the two of us. However, what happens between the two of us right now is not a bit of a secret. Relax, my son. Calm down. You know your mother takes care of everything. Well, let's say I had a wonderful, productive conversation with your woman, and she agreed to the situation we have right here. Don't ask me how I was able to persuade her to do so, but I think she also understands that I'm here to make sure that this nice, thick cock of yours is going to take care of her properly. Relax. Nobody's going to enter this room. It'll be only the two of us. And I'm going to make damn sure your cock understands fully how to take care of your woman. It'll be a long night. She will be staying in a different room for now, because she's given us the liberty to practice as much as we can. And from the looks of it, I can already tell that you're quite excited. You've been playing coy, haven't you? I know, I know. It's such a shock all of the time. Every time I walk into your life, especially after everything that's happened. But you know, you damn well know how much pleasure we both can have when we're together, right? Don't freak out, my son. You know exactly how good it feels when I touch you. When I hold your nice big cock like this. When I stroke the tip of your cock and spread that lovely dripping pre-cum all over. You are so turned on. I love it. I love knowing I still have this effect on you. And let me just gently stroke you. Did you teach her this too? Did you tell her about this special technique that we have? When I stroke your cock and grip you just right here and pull back up like this. Yeah? Good. It seems I don't have to teach her after all. Oh yes, we've talked about that too. And she was more than, willing for such a session. So just sit back and relax. Let me make sure this cock is nice and hard and ready. I want to make sure that you're stiff and aching for when my tight, wet pussy takes you in, inch by inch, by fucking inch. And don't you worry, I'm playing it safe this time, for the sake of your marriage, for the sake of this wonderful woman that you're marrying. I don't want to hurt her feelings. After all, she's entrusted me with this. Are you already thinking about your honeymoon with her? I wonder if you're planning to do all the things we've done together. You remember that, right? When you'd pin me on the kitchen counter after I just baked you a wonderful birthday cake. Some of the icing would spread across my chest, my tits, down my stomach, and my thighs. And you'd lick it all up, nice and patiently, before pinning me back on the counter and fucking me. Filling me with, well, your own version of icing. And it's my favorite, too. You're going to be doing that to her, aren't you? Maybe with your wedding cake, too. Just have that wedding cake on the counter right next to her. Take that icing and just smear it all over. Make her nice and messy. Imagine that maybe later, instead of icing, it'll be cum all over her tits. Cum all over her stomach. Cum all over her thighs. And you'll be properly breeding her this time. Good. You are so rock hard right now. Just the thought of violating her, of breeding her, of filling her up with your lovely cream pie. That nice sticky cum. It's already turning you on so much. Do you still remember what to do to make sure that you properly breed a woman? To make sure that you properly fill her with your seed? That's right. You pin her down on the bed, on the couch, whatever surface. Make sure that her entire body is folded properly, her legs hooked onto your shoulders, and you drill that nice, hard cock deep down her pussy. And when you come hard, what do? That's right. You're going to pump it straight down and make sure you empty every drop of cum deep inside her womb. Look at you. Oh, already twitching so much. That's good. That's what I like to see. You're gonna have to make sure that you breed her properly. I would love to have a grandkid soon. But at your own pace, of course. Still, it would be nice. Oh, there. It looks like you're nice and hard. Are you ready to take me? Are you ready to show mommy just how good of a fuck you are? Good. You make damn sure that you're going to fill me with your seed, okay? And don't worry. I promise. I'm safe. You can even look in my bag to check out the pills. Good. I'm glad you trust me. Come here. Let mommy show you just how good she looks right now. I knew you wouldn't like it if I was wearing a bra, because that meant you'd have to try and unhook it. And the many times that you've tried so, you've, struggled a little bit. Understandably so, my tits are a bit of a challenge. If I say so myself. And now, my skirt goes too. There we go. Completely naked in front of you. Well, you could already tell that I was dripping wet anyways. Look at my juices leaking down my thighs. And I taste delicious still. Try me. Always turns me on like that when you suck on my finger. I'm going to miss fucking you. But I have to be good. So, make sure you do a good job. As your parting gift for me. For your good mama. It's okay. As always, let the woman take the cock. Let me ride you a bit. Make sure you're properly settled like that. Fuck. Oh, God, your cock still feels so good as ever. Fuck. You still stretch me out better than your father does. But don't tell him that. Otherwise we'll have another fight. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Your soon-to-be wife is going to be so lucky to have you. Oh, fuck. Oh. I think your cock is nicely snuggled deep inside my pussy. Why don't you lift us up and get us ready on the bed, shall we? Oh. Careful now. Don't get too excited. Good job. Now hook my legs up. Are you ready? Are you ready to show me just how you're going to take your wife and breed her? Good. Don't hold back now. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Yes, yes, yes. Good boy, good boy. Oh, show me, show me. Yes, that's it, that's it. Oh, use your knees to just thrust your cock deep inside me. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. The way you're stretching me out and pumping it inside me. Oh, fuck. It almost feels like you've had some practice. Oh. Tell me, have you had some practice? Your sister. I knew it. Good job, you two. I knew I can count on both of you. That's it. Show me what you've learned then, huh? Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Your cock is so fucking powerful. Ram it in me, my son. Yes. Harder. Yes. More. Are you gonna come, aren't you? Oh, you're gonna come, aren't you? Go ahead. Fill me up. Fill me with your cum. Show me just how much cum you're gonna give me. Show me just how much you're gonna empty that cock inside me. Go ahead. I'm gonna milk you. I'm gonna fucking milk you. Oh, fuck. Yes. Keep going. Don't stop thrusting until you're sure your balls are empty. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, good boy. So good. Good job. Oh, fuck. Fuck. That's it. What do you do when you pull out? That's it. You shake your cock and make sure that every chip lands on my wet little pussy. That's it. Oh, good boy. So good. Come here. Wonderful. Fucking wonderful. I didn't know you were practicing with your sister. No wonder your wife was more, well, your soon-to-be wife, was more open about the situation than I thought she would be. You've done a wonderful job. Honesty is key after all. Well, I'm going to get some water and catch a breath. And then when I get back, why don't you show me exactly how you make, well, how you make your sister take your cock in her mouth? Can she actually take it though? Like, fully? Impressive. Do you make her gag? A lot. Good. Well, you must show me how you do it. I'm going to tell her everything you just said. Why not? I mean, you told me. What's stopping me from telling her anyways? Well, she'll compare, sure, but I'll teach her a couple of tricks on my own then. Maybe we can get your father to help this time.